Hello, Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Gant, Texas, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest in the last 2 hours of this morning's show is Brian Malatesta, the chairman of the Constitution Party of Texas. He is quite an interesting gentleman. I think you're going to enjoy the show because all of the people that I have known in the Constitution Party, and I was once their candidate for the U.S. Senate up in Delaware in the year 2000, are people that are very, very knowledgeable folks politically. You might not agree with them on every issue. You might believe that the Constitution Party is not necessarily going to prove to be a workable vehicle in the present context of the American political scene and the monopoly that the two major parties have with it. But these folks are always well-informed and always seem to get at the bottom of the things that are most pressing in regard to what seems to be the final days of the American Republic unless something turns around. Brian Malatesta is again, someone that I think we absolutely need to know about. We need to acquaint ourselves with his party and with his movement. And he has a series of websites online that I'm going to be saying a little bit more about later. Including one that is called LaptopAmerica.net, where he serves as the executive director of that organization. Brian also has a weekly 12-minute radio show of his own entitled The American Ideal, which is heard on Apostle Radio. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
Well, thank you. You know, I was watching last night, Brian, the Fox News-sponsored Republican presidential debate that involved all of the presently announced contenders in the Republican Party. Why, and I think I know what I would say, I suspect I know what you would say, but I want the listeners to hear it. Why should the Constitution Party, in your view, be seen as the alternative to what we saw last night on Fox News for those who watched it?
Well, the short answer is apparently the Republicans have abandoned their core principle belief systems, and therefore there is no one that truly believes in our glorious republic as given to us by our founding fathers. Therefore, the Constitution Party stands ready to say, we're the party of the founding fathers, Jefferson, Madison, Patrick Henry, George Washington. We're there to implement exactly what they gave us in 1776 and in 1789.
Well, you know, last night, listening to these various Republican contenders, I found myself just absolutely being incredulous that the one who presently is arguably the front runner for the nomination, Rudolph Giuliani, is pro-gun control, pro-gay rights. He's pro-abortion. Then you have a situation, of course, when you look across the room last night at the various people who were involved with this Republican presidential debate, no one seemed to be talking about the fact that under a Republican president and up until this last January, a Republican Congress, we have seen the largest trade and budget deficits in American history. We have seen the national debt of this country go up to $9 trillion at least and counting. And, of course, Mr. Bush, depending on whose figures you believe, has expanded the size and scope of the federal government across the board, by anywhere from 25 to 35%. That doesn't sound to me like a conservative party.
No, it certainly doesn't. In fact, one project that I would like to give the American people is some information, and I have yet to compile it, but the theory is still sound. Under Article 1, Section 8, we've got identifiable, enumerated powers that the federal government is supposed to do. And I'd like to know, monetarily, how much of that is the budget versus this alleged, as you said, trillion-dollar budget that just continues to escalate and inflate ad nauseum.
Brian, let's take up this enumerated powers doctrine when we come back. I think you're on to something there. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio and RBN, back with Brian Malatesta, the chairman of the Constitution Party of Texas.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest in the last 2 hours of the show this morning is Brian Malatesta, the chairman, the state chairman of the Constitution Party of Texas. And Brian, last night, going back to your theme about the enumerated powers of the Constitution, let's explore that one a little bit in terms of why you believe that to be absolutely key to constitutional government and reducing the size and scope and the expense of the federal government. I heard Howard Phillips, the founder of your party, talking about this a few years ago. It was an absolutely compelling presentation that I listened to with Howard for about 2 hours. And why is it that you think that last night, I don't believe I heard any of the Republican candidates talking about this doctrine of the enumerated powers? Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly the issue. What politician, even at state, local, county levels, but most importantly at the federal level, what politician stands up and says, you know, my duty here, my sworn oath of office is compelling me to do my duty according to the rules of engagement? What are the rules of engagement? The rules of our engagement are the constitutional limitations of the federal government. Let's remember some civics classes, though I realize we live in a world of government indoctrination camps, otherwise known as public school. that we don't teach civics, and we certainly don't teach enumerated powers doctrine, i.e., we don't teach that the states came together and they said, you know what, we have some fundamental issues as 13 independent nations now. Now that we've revolted against King, we've won the war, we are independent nation states, what are we going to do? Are we going to go forward together? Are we going to go forward independently? They decided that for a core set of things, war, commerce with foreign lands, that they were going to come together. They were going to coalesce, if you will. And they delegated authority to an overarching government to deal with certain things. And we know what those things are because they're listed under Article 1, Section 8. It's very simple. We can all read. We can all open up the book together. We can pull out the Constitution on the web and say, okay, here are the things that the federal government has full authority to do. If it's not in there, it's not in there. It's not RAGU where it's just in there. No, it's we have said systematically that we need this umbrella. We need this federal, for lack of better terms, federal government to handle these issues. And we will handle everything else at the state or local level. So I've never heard, except for the one time that really propelled me into political activism, was the Contract with America, where we talked about enumerated powers and reducing, truly reducing, the scope of the federal government. You know, it amazes me that as an alleged conservative base in the South, that I talk to people day in and day out, and the Reagan Revolution didn't disband, defund, or cut out any federal government agency or department that I'm aware of. It grew bigger and bigger and bigger, in spite of lip service to the contrary.
Well, yes, and, you know, you mentioned the Contract with America. In 1994, when all of that was going on with Gingrich and the Contract for America, Contract with America, and that, of course, was a platform that enabled the Republicans to retake the Hill for the first time in decades. I was sitting in a Republican gathering in Kerrville, Texas in those days with the county chairman of the Republican Party in that community. And we were watching these election results on television, and there was a great sense of hope, one might even put it euphoria, among some of the people in the room, that finally, the great anti-government themes and the great constitutional themes that many individual Republicans believe in was finally coalescing in terms of some degree of political effectiveness, and that we would then see, subsequent to 1994, the beginning of a rollback of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal, among other things. Well, of course, you already know the story, Brian. Now, here we are 13 years later. We've had a couple of terms of George W. Bush, and Mr. Bush has had a Republican Congress for most of that period of time. And I find it, again, absolutely striking that we're not simply talking about the failure of the Republican Party to roll back government in any significant sense. We have had, under the Republican Party, in the last 6 or 7 years, the greatest expansion of the federal government since Lyndon Johnson.
And we're going to pay the price for it. And we are paying the price for it.
Well, as you look at this whole scenario and just how bad it is, and again, you know, you get into the federal trade deficit, our foreign trade deficit, our account deficits, the amount of money that we're borrowing from Asian banks. We will talk a little bit about foreign policy this morning as well. I'll get into that one in a little bit. We speak about the fact that the Republican Party has done nothing to roll back federal subsidies for Planned Parenthood, for example. We have seen the gay rights movement advancing its cause in the last 6 or 7 years, even under a Bush-led Republican Party. We've got an open borders situation just to our south. We now have, instead of the 1 to 2 million illegal aliens in this country that we had when Pat Buchanan was running against the senior Bush in 1992, we're now talking about somewhere between 12 and 20 million illegals in this country. And it would seem that Mr. Bush and Mr. McCain, among others, want to give a blanket amnesty to those 12 to 20 million folks who are presently in the country. As I look down this list of things that have been going on that, in my view, are a complete betrayal of the historic American conservative cause, should this not give your party some traction? Maybe for the first time in its existence, it's been around since 1992, give it some traction in finally picking up some steam in regard to percentages of national vote totals that it will get in the next presidential election. Do you think the Constitution Party will finally begin to move a little bit to the next echelon in regard to political support?
Yes, I do. In fact, I see it daily because people that hit our website or they come through the national, they go to the national party's website. Things in Texas obviously end up on my desk, and I'm having phone calls, I'm having emails, I'm having luncheons, dinners, and breakfast with people that are saying, number one, I didn't know you existed. That's the first thing. Didn't even know you guys were out there. Number two, I feel betrayed by the party that I'm involved in currently, and I'm leaving them. And I didn't know where to go, and I'm so glad that you guys are here, because now I know where I can go. And then thirdly, as we step up to the plate and we mount our efforts to educate, truly this is an educational initiative. You know, one of the things that we talk about in the Constitution Party at large when I'm out educating people is the issue, politics can be boiled down to the issue of rights. We can start at the very top and then work our way down to any issue, but we have to start at the top, and the top being rights. Thomas Jefferson penned it so eloquently, you know, all men are created equal, and they are endowed, they're given certain unalienable rights. And among those, there's more to this than what I'm going to say here, but among those rights are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we emphatically in this nation call those God-given rights, and we use that term very loosely. But we don't ever think through the application thereof. And one thing that we like to discuss is, okay, what issue is before us? Let's talk about rights, and let's talk about what right do you have to do or not do certain behaviors or certain business enterprises, et cetera. And then we can work our way through where does government intercede. The government's not the first step. Government's one of the last steps. And with the socialist and communistic dictates that we've had in our public school system for about 100 years now, the first thing we think of is there ought to be a law. That's not what our forefathers thought. That's not what Scripture teaches us. There's no thing as there must be a law against everything that we think is not right. There's no law. There's nothing that says that should be so. In fact, the Scriptures declare that government's only purpose is to punish the evildoer. It doesn't talk about social programs. It doesn't talk about welfare schemes, wealth redistribution. There's other mechanisms in society to handle those issues.
Yes, and it seems that that gets us back once again to this enumerated powers doctrine of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, that if it's not explicitly delegated as a power and prerogative of the federal government, it is something that is constitutionally proscribed in regard to the involvement of the federal government in that activity or jurisdiction. And yet, once again, we find ourselves in a circumstance today where, of course, the federal government is involved in all kinds of things that certainly in an earlier age the founding fathers of this country would have deemed to be unconstitutional. And I personally believe that the surrendering of a doctrine of enumerated powers has been the beginning point from which all of these other things have subsequently flowed. Do you think that that's fair?
I would agree 100%. It always cracks me up, and I always have to chuckle when I hear people say, well, the problem is, you know, we need more money. Or the problem is the federal government's not doing enough. And I stand back and I'm mesmerized because half the time, even conservatives are saying this. And I'm thinking, why does pouring more money solve a problem? And show me any problem that's ever been the satisfactory answer.
Yes, such as it is with the so-called conservative policies of the Republican Party. We'll be back with Brian Malatesta, the Constitution Party of Texas. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you on RBN. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Mark Dankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest this morning is Brian Malatesta, chairman of the Constitution Party of Texas. And as we talked to Brian, I was going to ask him what kinds of things the Constitution Party needs to do or will be doing to market its very fine political platform. Brian, as I ask you this question, I'm thinking about three things. Some years ago, I was asked to speak to the Constitution Party of Maryland at their state convention, where that year they, of course, were headed up by Michael Perutka, who was also the presidential standard bearer of the Constitution Party in 2004. And as we were kicking around some ideas at that convention, I was, of course, speaking there as a guest. I had driven down there from Philadelphia. I was saying that I thought that there were three things in particular in regard to the nuts and bolts of putting together a political party that the Constitution Party would have to figure out a means of overcoming. The first, quite clearly, for all of the obvious reasons, is a lack of corporate money. Let's face it, it's not an even playing field. The large corporate powers that be are that own both of the two major parties in this country are not about to bankroll a political party that believes the kinds of things that the Constitution Party believes. So there's a money issue, an unlevel playing field there. Secondly, there's another difficulty, and that's ballot access. It is so difficult for a third party to get on the ballot in so many states. And, of course, the Constitution Party has had a history of having to spend whatever money it has had just getting on the ballot in 45 or 48 states for a presidential election, so that when it gets to a general election, it generally has not had much, if any, money to campaign with because it spent so much of its original largesse just in trying to get on the ballot. And then there's a third issue, and that's a lack of corporate media coverage for all of the obvious reasons. So when you think about money, ballot access, and lack of media coverage, how does the Constitution Party overcome that?
Great question. I think let me start in reverse order.
Sure.
Howard Dean. What comes to mind when you think of Howard Dean? Is it the three-second scream, the primordial scream he gave that's been shown around the net a billion times? What comes to mind for me with Howard Dean is the fact that his campaign manager at the time, Joe Trippi, was instrumental in using what we now have as one of the best tools God's given us, and that's the Internet. He found during the 2004 campaign that the Internet was a vehicle to be used, and he ended up writing a book about it. And his book is titled, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Point being, like we saw last night, the major media is going to cover what the major media wants, not what truly the American people need. And so therefore, with the Constitution Party, as I hear so often, I didn't know you guys existed. You're right. You don't know we exist, and you're not going to know we're going to exist from the major networks. You're going to find out about it through things like RBN, through things like chat rooms, news groups, independent media, because the truth doesn't always come through the approved channels. So that's my first thing is that the Internet is a great vehicle for us. That's why I do an Internet radio show. That's why I have an Internet online activism network called LaptopAmerica.net, because truly the Internet is the wave of the future, and it is driving everything we're doing. I mean, I even had a gentleman stop by a couple weeks ago wanting me to subscribe to the local paper, and I said, why would I subscribe to a local paper when I can get all the news I want for free on the web? Of course, his answer was blank. He didn't have an answer for that. So my point is, lack of media coverage through the major networks is not the problem. What we need to do is we need to embrace things on the net and go forward and do our own thing. Thinking creativity, thinking out of the box. What is it that the American people want? They want change. They want decisive leadership, and they truly want less government. Go out there and do your own poll, and you'll find that that's what they want. They all say we want less government. The problem is they don't know what that means. They don't know what that look, taste, feels like because they've been so ingrained and embedded with socialistic and communistic thinking. That's why God-given rights. That's why delegated authority issues bring us back into focus. So that's the first thing we need to do. We need to be all over the net, and that's what we are doing. We are putting out press releases. We are doing video shots. We are uploading things that the Constitution Party is doing to bring ourselves to the American people. And I want to be a part of that. I love it. Number two, ballot access. Your point is so well taken. All the money that is generated within the Constitution Party proper, you're right, seems to just flow down the tunnel of ballot access, which means when you get done with the end of the day, you may or may not have secured yourself on a ballot, and then ultimately you have no money if you get on the ballot. My issue and my thinking is, who owns the ballot? How did we ever get the concept that government can restrict the ballot? Let's talk about today in Texas. Today in Texas, you can only vote for normally two and occasionally, every couple years, three different parties. Yet we fight in Iraq where 18 parties are 3,400 men and women soldiers have died to allow 18 parties on a ballot. In Texas, we can only vote for two. Something's fundamentally wrong with that issue.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
We're back. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Brian Malatesta, who is the head of the Constitution Party of Texas, is with us this morning. You can find, by the way, the Constitution Party of Texas website at cptexas.org. That's cptexas.org. Brian's got some other websites, theamericanideal.net, theamericanideal.net, laptopamerica.net, and mygodgivenrights.com. I'll read those again. Constitution Party of Texas is cptexas.org. Then the other sites that Brian has include theamericanideal.net, laptopamerica.net, mygodgivenrights.com. Brian, getting back to this whole thing with ballot access, I asked this question now because I went through this with the Constitution Party in this state back in 1996 when I was trying to help Tom and Susan Holmes in those days with ballot access here in this state for the Constitution Party. I recall that in those days, I imagine it's the same thing now, you had a situation where the laws were such that if you had to go out and get so many signatures to qualify for the ballot in the general election, and I don't remember now how many signatures were involved. It was in the thousands of people. And what we discovered is that when we got signatures of registered voters who asking them to sign our petition to get us on the ballot, we had to find people who were not only registered voters but had not voted in the that year's Republican or Democratic presidential primaries. That was a pretty tall order to find the number of signatures that we needed from registered voters who had not voted in either of the major party primaries that year. Now, I bring this up because assuming that the situation is the same in regard to Texas election law, presumably a lot of people that agree with the Constitution Party on a lot of issues are likely to vote for Ron Paul in Republican primary this coming year, at least a certain percentage of them. Isn't that Paul candidate going to put you at something of a disadvantage, or is this some way that I haven't perceived yet going to be a silver lining for the Constitution Party? What do you think?
Well, I think you're dead on. First of all, the issue involves numerics. How many signatures? You said it so well. Well, it's 1% of the votes cast in the prior gubernatorial election. So rounding off for the next go-around, 08, it's 50,000 signatures.
50,000 this year, okay.
So 50,000 signatures for any party that's currently not on that does not have ballot access. So, and what that means is, as you so eloquently put it, was who then has authority? Remember, let's talk about authority to sign that petition. Well, in Texas, it has to be a registered voter, which I don't have a problem with. And then number two, it has to be someone who did not vote in a primary. So you and your buddies out there, who some are involved politically and some aren't, some are registered, some aren't, but they're all citizens, and they all want to say so in the process, in this democratic republic process. They say, you know what? You're right. I want to vote for Ron. So what do? I've got to cast my ballot in the Republican primary to make him the front runner. So next March in 08, they're going to do that. And God bless them, that's great. The problem is they cannot then turn around and sign any petition, not just ours, but let's say Kinky Friedman in Texas wants to run again, or Carol Strayhorn wants to run again as independent candidates. You cannot sign a petition just saying, I think these people have the right to be on the ballot because you cast your ballot in a primary. Now, as I argued and I testified before the House, Texas House Elections Committee, how is it that the Texas House thinks they own my vote? How is it that they think they have delegated authority to tell me how and when I can cast my vote and how and when I can throw support, if not philosophically, to others, even others, this is my argument, even others I may vehemently disagree with. They have a right to be involved in the process. It's as if we're looking at the playground across the way, and there's a gatekeeper, and there's two people in the playground playing, and they're having a great time throwing sand on each other, swinging on the swings, sliding down the slides, and you walk up, and they say, you're not dressed right, you don't have the right clothes on, you don't have the right badge, the right pass, the right fingerprint, the retina scan, whatever it is, they say, you don't have that, you cannot play here. But yet they expect us to jump in the fight in foreign lands and fight and die so that 15, 16, 17, 18 political parties can cast a ballot. Something is philosophically and morally wrong with that process.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And as I want to ask, I think of so many follow-up questions that I want to ask you this morning on a series of points that you made. But just in regard to this whole issue of major party monopolies when it comes to ballot access and a series of other things related to federal funding of elections, which I know that the Constitution Party does not believe in, and I don't either, by the way. But as I look at Ron Paul, and I isolate him because of the announced Republican presidential contenders, he certainly would come the closest to being ideologically compatible with the Constitution Party. I know he ran for president in 88 with the Libertarian Party. Do you think Ron Paul is making a tactical mistake in continuing with the Republican Party and running as a Republican in this election?
Well, the short answer is I don't really know, because I have not talked with Mr. Paul to find out what are his true objectives. Does he really, really, really want to get elected? And if the answer is yes, then you have to make some hard decisions. I do stress hard, because most of us in the Constitution Party are ex-Republicans. You know, we're recovering Republicans. And the issue is, why are we that? Why are we over here and not over there? Well, because when you look at the foundational documents of the party and you look at the grassroots activists who are out there saying, give us limited government, you know, give us local control, get the feds out of our life, they're all great, great things, and they're great people doing those things. But when you, finally you move up the chain of command to get to elected officials, it's like you're talking and staring into a blank wall. They look at you, and they nod, and they smile. And then they go on and institute their socialist and communist behaviors. So Mr. Paul stands as an anomaly to the entire thing. And so I'm thrilled, as you said earlier, we have lack of media coverage. Mr. Paul's bringing media coverage to some of the issues that the Constitution Party would like to bring to the American people. And if it has to go through him to get some of the message, I'm happy that he's in the fight. You know, I truly believe he's not going to win the nomination. But I'm happy that he's doing everything, apparently he's doing everything he can to awaken the American people to the tyranny that we live under from a federal governmental structure. Which comes back to your first question on the how to market the CP, the dollars involved. Did you see Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York, said that he was willing to spend up to $1 billion, that's B, boy, billion dollars of his estate to win the election? Now, how is it in a constitutional republic government, which we have, Article 4, Section 4 says we're guaranteed a republican form of government, and we need to talk about what that means, but how is it that candidates and the American people at large can accept the fact that we sell our electoral process for money for a job that only pays less than $300,000, and someone is going to spend $1 billion, and we saw the first quarter of this year, the Federal Election Committee reported $88 million was raised by the candidates. There's symptoms that we need to be addressing with that problem in America. Corporate fascism is dictating where we're headed as a nation, and that's not good.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. And let's talk about what you term corporate fascism as it relates to foreign policy, and as it relates to the war in Iraq and Mr. Bush's war on terror. What is the position of the Constitution Party in regard to the foreign policy of this country, what it is as opposed to what it should be? What does the Constitution Party think about this present involvement in the Middle East?
Well, the first answer is, are we in a war? And are we in a war legally? Well, to be in a war legally, according to the Constitution, Congress has to declare war. The last time that was done was obviously after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. We have never declared war on anyone or anything since that day. So therefore, we're not in a war. It's like, you know, you term the Korean conflict, there's a conflict, or the Vietnam conflict. We are in military exercises, and we are in military behavior. But legally and lawfully, we are not in a war. That's the thing that really troubles me now, is that we have our men and women, our mothers and fathers, our sons and daughters, our brothers and sisters are dying in a foreign land, and the way that we want to culminate this issue is to say, oh, we're just going to defund these guys. Well, how is it that we can just defund something that we never took the steps to properly fund them in the first place? Let's either declare war, and as Bush said in 03, mission accomplished, and accomplish what we need to accomplish and get home, or let's tomorrow bring everyone back home. We brought them in 36 to 48 hours. We can certainly bring them home in 36 to 48 hours. And I think Mr. Paul's done an excellent job of explaining just that very premise.
Yes, and it seems to me, as I look at this, that we are, whether we look at foreign policy and the utilization of American military force in situations that have not involved constitutionally defined declarations of war, that's certainly one issue. Then when it comes to such things as the USA Patriot Acts 1 and 2, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, what we now know to be the warrantless electronic surveillance programs of the National Security Agency against American citizens, that presents certain issues at home as it relates to the American national security state. Now, the reason I mention this, Brian, is it seems to me that on the right, the American right, we're dealing with very, very serious philosophical issues and differences of opinion. There are those in the Republican Party, as it relates to utilizing American force abroad or signing off on the USA Patriot Acts and the Military Commissions Act of 2006, seem to believe that a carte blanche policy of utilizing our military abroad and engaging in domestic surveillance activities at home is in fact necessary for the defense of liberty. There are those of us who look at these very activities and see that a great paradox has occurred. And the paradox is that the utilization of all of these things outside of the parameters of the Constitution is not a guarantor of liberty, but threatens the foundation of liberties of the American people. What's your take on this?
I would agree that it does threaten our liberties. You know, I was astounded that conservatives could stand up there last year when we found out about, you know, non-judicial, warrantless tappings, wiretappings of our phone lines, our internet lines. I was astounded as Republican leader after leader backed a Republican president. I guess they were holding to Reagan's, you know, 11th commandment, thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican, which is ludicrous when the issue is fundamental rights and liberty and security and privacy of the American people. The blockbuster thing of NSA has been recording and capturing data on the American people for decades, and they have the audacity to stand up there and say, oh, that's okay. Well, it wouldn't be okay if we were talking about China. It wouldn't be okay if we were talking about Russia. Why is it okay when we talk about this in America?
Absolutely.
In the Patriot Act, to say that we pass bills, let's get fundamental. We pass bills as a congressman who stands up there and takes an oath to defend, support the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic, and they can pass laws without reading the laws. That is treasonous behavior. How can you vote on something that you have no knowledge of what it is you are voting on? To me, that is an abrogation of your duty to the American citizenry as a public. Remember, these are public servants. They're not lords. They're not kings. They're not princes. They are citizens like you and I who just happen to make things proper in an electoral process and get elected. However, they lord it over us, and they think that they can spend our money and tell us how we're going to live our lives, and then allegedly pass bills and vote on subject matter legislation that affects all of us without even reading it? What man in his right mind would have a business contract and sign it at the bottom without reading it? That's an abrogation of duty, and that, in my mind, is is sedition, which is undermining the Constitution, and treasonous because it's going against the American people.
Well, let's examine this whole business of treason for a moment. Here we have a situation where the United States has invaded a foreign country. We have done so without a formal, constitutionally required declaration of war. We have arguably done so on false pretenses. We said that we were going in there because of Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. It's now been determined that all of those intelligence reports were false, some would say fraudulent. The fact of the matter is he did not have weapons of mass destruction. We are now engaged in a situation where we are saying that our reasons for being in Iraq relate to nation building and the creation of so-called democracy in that country, even as we try to referee a civil war between Sunnis and Shiites. And then, of course, once again, we get into what we've already talked about a little bit here, the warrantless NSA spying program. You've got the USA Patriot Acts 1 and 2 that have given the president and the intelligence communities, apparently, a carte blanche to break the phones and keep citizens under surveillance without court warrants. In regard to all of this, are we talking about impeachable offenses? I want to take this up with Brian Malatesta when we come back. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be back with Brian, the chairman of the Constitution Party of Texas. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
back. This is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Brian Malatesta, the chairman of the Constitution Party of Texas. You can find that website of the Constitution Party of Texas at cptexas.org. That's cptexas.org. And I wanted to warn Brian and also the listeners that, of course, this tends to be a time in the next 10 minutes or so when we'll have a series of frequent commercial interruptions, and then we'll have a longer period of time for more extended conversation once again. I would like to ask all of you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network to the extent that you can. These are very difficult times in the history of the American Republic, and as I think about controlled corporate media, and the latest example of that, which we saw last night in watching these Republican presidential debates being sponsored by Fox News, it becomes clear that there are alternatives out there that we need to avail ourselves of if we're going to be informed people. The American Free Press is one example of that, of course, in terms of print publications. The Republic Broadcasting Network is the premier example of that in regard to electronic alternative media. You can support RBN by contacting us at www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. You can give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or you can send us a gift to the Republic Broadcasting Network's physical office, which is 1015 South Mays, as in Willie Mays. That's 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And by the way, you can use those same contact points to obtain Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Fleet of the Fascism. You can have that from $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Use the same contact points, www.republicbroadcasting.org. Give us a call at 1-800-724-2719, or you can contact us through physical address. Is 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Brian, I think we've got about 1 minute left before we go to another commercial break. But at the top of the hour, I want to explore a little bit this whole business of Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney. Have they committed impeachable offenses related to the invasion of a foreign country without a constitutionally declaration of war? Have Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney and company fundamentally violated the constitutional rights of American citizens by being involved with programs? I'm thinking of USA Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, and the NSA warrantless spying program, just to name another, where people or citizens of this country have had homes broken into, conversations listened to, emails monitored, not come back, or that, and also take a look at the implications of the Jose Padilla case. What are the ramifications surrounding the potential suspension of the writ of habeas corpus? What does the Constitution Party think of this? We'll be back with Brian Malatesta, the Constitution Party of Texas chairman. Mark Ancos America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.